Dipstick, Posse Comitatus, Martial Law News, and more. This is a longer John Bowne report. It's like 7 minutes long, but I'm going to play part of it. We posted it on X this morning and on Rumble. Global free speech killer goes live, because later in the broadcast, I got a bunch of developments, not just on Australia and Europe putting in the draconian anti-free speech, but what's happening here. So we're going to be doing a deep dive on that in the fourth hour today. But here's part of John Bowne's report.
We need to build up societal immunity around information manipulation.
In November of 2024, Australia passed the world's first online safety amendment, the Social Media Minimum Age Act, banning social media accounts for under 16-year-olds without parental consent override, effective December 10th, 2025.
From December 10, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts. It's part of a new law to help keep under 16 safer online.
Platforms including TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, X, Reddit, Threads, Twitch, and Kick must take reasonable steps like biometric or ID-based age verification to enforce the rule or face fines up to nearly $50 million.
Every kid is worried about this. They think it's literally their identity online.
The law enjoys broad parental support in Australia, but is fiercely opposed by tech companies, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Elon Musk, who calls it a backdoor way to control access to the internet.
They will glorify it, and they'll make it sound like a really fantastic thing, and it's completely not that. It's all trickery. It's all to push us into a communist style of living.
Once again, the globalists have hitched what appears to be legislation for the common good to their wagon cart of totalitarian domination, a slippery slope that normalizes mass surveillance, risks sensitive data breaches, isolates teens from educational networks, and may drive minors to unregulated underground apps, setting Generation Alpha up to be surveilled to the nth degree once they reach 16 years of age.
The company is also rolling out notifications warning teenagers of the ban, asking them to verify their age, which can be done in multiple ways: a driver's license, facial recognition, or Connect ID, which proves your identity through a bank account.
Meanwhile, the EU's Digital Services Act, fully applicable since February 2024, imposes systematic risk assessments, rapid illegal content removal, and trusted flagger systems that were heavily influenced by Stanford University's Cyber Policy Center. Orwellian frameworks originally developed under the First Amendment with U.S. government agencies and later exported to Brussels.
Under the DSA, the EU will fine private global companies that operate right here in the U.S. Think Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. Up to 6% of their global annual turnover every time they don't censor certain speech. And that speech is based on extremely vague terms like hate speech, misinformation, and online safety. On the flip side, there's no penalty for censoring too much speech, so corporations will be incentivized to err on the side of over-censoring, helping the EU clamp down on speech it doesn't like and moving the needle toward total narrative control. In other words, if you share something on Instagram that might break the rules somewhere in Europe, Meta will have to remove your post or face a fine of about $10 billion. That's billion with a B.
This same group, the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, brought over the head or deputy head of the Sweden Psychological Defense Agency so that censors in America could learn from censors in Sweden about the best way to psychologically defend the public against populist right-wing news sources, effectively.
There will be custodial terms of 6 months.
The UK's Online Safety Act, fully operational from July 2025, has forced platforms like Substack to demand government ID for access to certain content, triggered Wikipedia high-risk classification threats, and empowered Ofcom to punish
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. Revenge beneath me. Lost within my plans for life. It all seems so unreal. I'm a man caught in half in this world. Left in my misery.
V.I. Lenin once wrote, he was an evil man, but a genius, and I agree with him totally on the statement, that there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. We are in the mega fourth turning. That's a societal fact. All of the accelerated global changes are coming to a head. All the major powers are jockeying for control and position. Trump is swinging for the fences very competently to stabilize the world, not have a nuclear war, and put America in the pole position and keep us there. Domestically, the Democrats and the globalists have been undermining Trump, pushing insurrection, pushing violence, pushing Summers of Love, and saying if he got back in office, they were going to implement civil unrest. Trump would then constitutionally trigger the Insurrection Act. It's been done many times before, and it's cut and dry. When blue cities and states go into open rebellion. And they've been pre-positioning for the military that any order he gives is illegal. That's why they lie about Hegseth, and that turned out to be a hoax, of course, and say the National Guard's out attacking and killing people, which they're not. They're getting killed. All they're doing is a show of force in the cities where they've had the police stand down or defunded them. It's made crime drop 98%, violent crime, over 80% total crime in D.C. Same thing in areas of Tennessee like Memphis. There are decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. And so that's where we are right now. And so they're undermining, even before we got back in. Oh, he's going to have the military kill migrants and kill blacks. You mean you're going to false flag them? And then 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Jesse Waters and a bunch of other people on Newsmax, you name it, who are dialed in and been involved in regime change themselves, like the Newsmax host I'm talking about, the high-level Navy SEAL, said, no, I've talked to people at the Pentagon and the White House. We've been visited by the CIA, meaning elements that are loyal to Trump in America. And they said, no, the Democrats are preparing a false flag event to make Trump look bad ahead of an uprising. When he calls out the troops, they think they'll have enough support, at least in the blue cities and states, to have them secede, and we're into a civil war. And then if Trump sends in troops to stop those governors and mayors, they're going to try to rally the public, like the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois and the governor of Colorado and the mayor of Denver have said, we're going to stand with citizens and fight you. We're going to resist you. They are teeing this up. They're not doing this for no reason. Now the Seditious Six did what I told you. They're being funded by Soros. Oh, we had people in the Pentagon that are concerned approach us to do this. Oh, you mean the traitors in there? We knew about that when Trump first got in. They were having secret meetings against Trump. So they're creating an environment where Trump's forced to do this. And then anywhere the National Guard is, and it's happening to regular military and people just at airports that are in uniform, you name it. I see the videos every day. People are running over, screaming at them, saying, you're a Nazi, you're a traitor, you're a scumbag. They're doing it to ICE. They're doing it to Border Patrol. They're doing it to just federal marshals that are delivering, you've seen the news, warrants at a crack house or whatever. And they are getting attacked because they're a Fed. Because the leftist media is saying Nazis are coming and they've got apps to track federal vehicles and all the rest of this. Soros bought 200 and what was it, 40-something radio stations right before the election that are Spanish-speaking, and they pump out, here's where ICE is, go get them, go get them. I mean, this is crazy. And you have these idiots, there's this particular guy I see in D.C. every day, I'm a combat veteran, F you, you scum. And he starts getting closer and closer in the faces of the military, sticking a camera 1 inch from their nose, trying to get them to do something. This is after they had two of their compatriots shot weeks ago. And they go to churches that are conservative and scream and yell at everybody all over the country. And if you notice, when this video I'm going to play starts, it's another tactics, he says, get back. Guaranteed he was just in his face seconds before, because he does it again later. And was too stupid to cut that part out. Just like you'll see the videos all over the country where they ram ICE vehicles at high speed, attack them, throw bottles, bricks at them. They arrest the people. You'll have like three or four ICE surrounded by 100 people. They still go out and do their job. But the leftists edit it to when they're arresting people and they scream, I'm a citizen. I didn't do anything. Why are you attacking me? Well, you just rammed their car 60 seconds before. They get out, you attack them, and then jump in their vehicle trying to get the illegal alien out of the back. You should be beat upside the head with a billy club. You just ram somebody with a deadly weapon. Surprised you get your ass shot, but they know they got to have restraint because they're being set up. It's a superlative job that ICE is doing. I mean, again, people are like, wait, you used to be anti-government. You used to be anti-police. No, I wasn't. When the left was openly training the military for gun confiscation, martial law, and FEMA camps, I had the military and police giving me the information. They were the ones giving it to me. They weren't the bad ones. It was the orders coming down, like the left saying, don't follow legal orders. Well, they were being given illegal orders and prepared for legal operations that all got declassified. But this isn't offensive, go out and take over. We won the election. We're fixing the country. This is stopping your martial law civil war plan. So first I want to show, this is even the worst video. This one's just new. This particular idiot, I've seen probably 20 of his videos, at churches, yelling at police, getting right in people's faces. I mean, put the camera 1 inch from your nose. F you, F you, F you. And he's a big guy, these other people he's with. And they're doing one thing, trying to push the National Guard into attacking him. They've said, we want blood. We want the Guard to hurt us. That's been their mission. They've had MSNBC headline, we're hoping to trick ICE or the Guard into overreaction. Now notice, the first part, he's like, get back. He goes, I'm back. What's the problem? Yeah, show us the video 10 seconds before. And we know you did it because you do it again. In his face, in his face, in his face, in his face. But you notice almost all the public is on the side of the military. In fact, in these videos, all of them are. Black, white, old, young people are sick of it. Let me tell you, I'm a pretty tough guy. I've been to D.C. a lot. And it's never been super safe. But man, the last few times I've been there, even this year, the Guard had gotten there. It was night and day. But I mean, you forget some toothpaste or you forget something. You got to go to the CVS a block away. It's dangerous, folks. It's scary. The muggings, the crime, the carjackings, it's gone now. It's safe. All because the criminals are so dumb, a few hundred troops made them think, oh, now since there's a show of force, I better stop. It's that simple. It's like when they park a cop car, in the middle of the median with nobody in it, everybody slows down. It's the same thing. So go to this crazy man. This is an example of what's going on, trying to provocateur things. And then we're going to go to an excellent breakdown, which you can pull up yourself, where this particular person is anonymous, lays out the law and the history. Go ahead and play the first clip.
All right, guys, what's up? You guys understand the Constitution. I'm sure you understand the Posse Comitatus Act. What are you guys doing here? Sergeant, have you heard of Captain Dylan Blaha or Staff Sergeant Demi Palachuk?
Okay, pause again.
What about you, Private?
Yeah, we'll start it over. They use two DEI hardcore commies. I played videos of both these guys. America sucks and is racist and shouldn't even exist, and I'm ashamed of this country, and we shouldn't even have a military, and I'm a communist, and I'm in uniform saying Trump's a dictator and I'm not following his orders. So out of millions of troops, you get a few scumbags who say they're officers to do this, and now you got a precedent, they're saying, for everybody to not follow orders, even though all the courts have ruled what Trump's doing is constitutional, including banning transgenders in the military. That was just yesterday. All of it's cut and dry. But you got some like 6'7", you know, guy running around screaming and threatening and yelling at everybody, saying they're traitors. And you got cover now to not do this. You got cover now to not walk around in the streets and get shot at by a, you know, it's just, the guy has a formula. He's been given a script. Yeah, who's this? Who'd this guy get paid for? Because what he's doing is not a crime. It's just free speech. But the reason he's out there, who sent him out there to undermine the military, to undermine the command and control ahead of what's coming, that is illegal. I believe if you have his cell phone, his email, it's so easy. Guaranteed he's following a script. Guaranteed of racketeering to overthrow this country. This guy's literally a Soros agent, or I bet my balls on it. Let's go to this clip.
All right, guys, what's up? You guys understand the Constitution. I'm sure you understand the Posse Comitatus Act. What are you guys doing here? Sergeant, have you heard of Captain Dylan Blaha or Staff Sergeant Demi Palachuk? What about you, Private? Do you understand that you're currently violating the Constitution? That you're currently following illegal orders? Are you aware of that fact, son? Where are you guys from? West Virginia? Or is that Arizona? That looks like an Arizona patch, huh? You guys are smart. You're not going to talk. Off. What are you going to do? You can't tell me to back up. This is a public sidewalk. I am more than 3 feet away. Yeah. Off, bitch. Off. Go.
Yourself.
I do. What's up? What's up? You flexing? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Sergeant? Oh, you have a deployment pass. You have a combat badge? Combat? Infantry? Combat infantry badge? Combat action badge? What do you got? Where'd you deploy to, Sergeant? You look a little young. You ever seen combat, son? Because I have. Tell me to back up on a public in front of Union Station. You really that dumb, motherfucker? You got plenty of space, man. You got over 6 feet? Here, I'll give you a COVID balance there, bud. Where are you from? You're gonna talk to me. At least tell me where you're from. You guys realize you're violating the Constitution. Just by being here, it might not seem like much, but what you're doing is you're getting them used to federal troops deployed on our streets. And I know you think, oh, I'm just following orders, but when a captain and a staff sergeant have already refused those illegal orders, then they have set the precedent that you can do the same thing. So I'd like you to freaking reevaluate your life decisions and go ahead and go home. Shame on you guys.
Back up, sir.
You're violating the Constitution.
I've already asked you to back up.
Go home. Refuse your illegal orders. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Flex on me, bro. I have every right to stand here and talk to you. There is no law that says I can't be standing here on this public sidewalk. You want to do something, Sergeant? You go ahead and do that. I'm a combat infantry veteran. You off, bitch. Shame on you. Go back to whatever town you came from. Go back to Arizona or West Virginia, soldiers.
You know, it's all a blur. Do me a favor. Call Rob Doohan here right now. He come to the microphone. He'll remember. Because I know they did a settlement. Sir Rhodes is a lawyer. Then I got him a settlement. Where was that? It happened a couple times. We would go cover globalist events, and they would have the National Guard at those under Obama. and they twice, in two different cities, arrested the crew and tied them up in the rain at a abandoned factory, in one case, and threatened them. And the military wouldn't follow orders. They got upset, but they had cops that were brainwashed, and they basically tortured our crew one of the times. But that was Obama, see? That was real violation of posse comitatus. Arresting journalists. It happened twice. Rob, what was the one you got the settlement? Pittsburgh. Come over here and tell people the story. Here, come sit down. I just thought of this. So, we're experts. We've experienced the real deal. Come on over. No. You don't need to get a chair. Just come sit here and tell people the story. It's all a blur.
So this was the G20 in 2009, and we went there as a crew of three of us. Jason Burmis was there, and we get in. We're at the hotel where they're having the G20 meeting, and then we get word that the National Guard is going to be deployed. So there's a National Guard air base right outside of Pittsburgh, so we drive there at night to go get a comment from the PIO, and we get to the gate, and we're filming the whole time. We said, hey, can we talk to your PIO? And they said, yeah, we'll get him to come out. He comes out. And he doesn't want to answer any questions. And he's like, who are you with? And we tell him who we're with. And it's all on video. It was all in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. And then we leave. They follow us out for an exit. And then we get back in. And then they close off the city to where you can't get in or out. Then the next morning, they called. Because they called you. You talked to him at one point. But it was
I called the colonel.
Yeah, it was a sheriff. Well, it was a sheriff's deputy. And then you got to the colonel after that. But yeah. The sheriff's deputy called us and said, hey, you need to bring your rental car in. He was acting like he was an employee for a rental car place. He said, you need to bring your car in because we have to fix the brakes. And we're like, well, we can't leave. And then he goes, well, actually, I'm with the state police, and you were sneaking around the National Guard base, and we want to know who you are. And we said, well, hey, we'll get our boss to call you. So Alex called him, talked to a couple different people, and there's articles.
I was on air, I remember.
Yeah. There's a bunch of articles about this. We put all that stuff out.
What's the time you got arrested?
I got arrested. It was 2 days later. We were at a protest on Pitt campus. That was a police brutality protest because the police were using LRADs on people, and there were National Guard mixed in with them, but it was mainly police from all over the country coming there and setting up and kind of corralling people, keeping people away from the G20. But that night, they had this protest.
Protecting the globalists.
Exactly. It was all protecting the globalists.
But that's real posse comitatus violation.
And that's where we saw the first Antifa stuff, because there was a lot of legitimate protesters there. And then all of a sudden, the black bloc protesters, and we didn't even call them Antifa at the time, they would roll in dumpsters into the street and set them on fire.
Just like in 99 when they beta tested it with the Delta Force with working. That was violation of posse comitatus.
Exactly.
They came at mainstream news in command of Antifa to discredit the peaceful protesters.
Exactly.
That's a violation of posse comitatus.
And then that night, I got arrested, and they took us to this old abandoned. It was an abandoned jail from on the other side of the river, and I was held there for about 10 hours. But that was, I was a member of the press, and I had my camera rolling the whole time. Yeah, there we are talking to the Air National Guard.
So the point is that was Obama. That was them training him to take the press on.
Yeah.
That's a violation of posse comitatus, not troops patrolling in a lawless city. Great job, Rob.
Yep.
All right, I'd forgotten it. I remember the story now. And there was another time it happened. So the point is that I had the military giving us all these documents over the years of them training them to take your guns and take over and do all this stuff. The military wasn't bad. They were being illegal orders. That's a violation, not what Trump's done. So here's an excellent breakdown. The Insurrection Act, what happens when states defy federal law? What Trump's getting ready for is totally constitutional. And yeah, they are soft launching the troops out of this because the left has an insurrection overthrow plan they admit to. So Trump had better do this. It's his duty to protect, defend, and preserve the Constitution. Let's go to this report.
Let's set the record straight. The Insurrection Act isn't a loophole. It's the law. It's the safeguard our founders built to preserve the Union when states refuse to protect the rights of their citizens or enforce federal law. Under normal conditions, the military doesn't act as police. That's what the Posse Comitatus Act prevents. But when governors or mayors abandon their duty, when violence, defiance, or political theater make enforcement impossible, the Insurrection Act allows the president to act. Not to conquer the states, but to restore order, protect citizens, and reestablish the rule of law. Here's how it works. There are three legal pathways for invoking it. One, when a state requests help during rebellion or unrest. 2, when federal law can't be enforced by normal means because of obstruction or rebellion. And 3, when state leaders refuse to protect constitutional rights or defy federal authority altogether. Before troops move, the president must first issue a public proclamation ordering agitators to disperse, a final warning before action. It's not martial law. Civilian government continues. Military's role is supportive, not supreme. And the president's power is still bound by the Constitution, judicial review, and public accountability. The act has been used by Presidents Jefferson, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, and Bush Sr., always to uphold the law when local leaders failed to. Today, as some governors and mayors threaten federal officers, ignore immigration law, and even promise to prosecute ICE agents, the stage is set for another showdown. If that moment comes, the Insurrection Act is the legal mechanism that defines where state defiance ends and federal authority begins. My friends, we are all anonymous, and remember, law without enforcement is chaos, and the Insurrection Act exists to prevent exactly that.
Civil War out last year, one battle after the next out a few months ago, Leonardo DiCaprio, all is preparing this. You have the governor of California saying we're preparing the Western Alliance to go on offense. That's from the Podesta plan and from the movie. I know I've run into the troops. All the National Guard we ran into in D.C. were listeners. They know what's going on. They're not coming to take your guns. They're not coming to overthrow your government. They're here because of the Soros leftist Podesta operation. And if this stuff all goes down, I'm going to 100% back Trump. He's elected. The globalists are on record with what they've done. The military and the federal police have been extremely restrained. And I literally advised the White House when Trump first got in and DHS. They already knew, but I Flynn did it as well, that they're going to try to set you up. And I even said, maybe you shouldn't roll too hard on the illegals at first till you gear up, because this is the setup. And they said, no, we're going ahead with it. Which is the right thing to do, but I mean, it's a tough situation. So, but let me tell you, I can show you all the local newscasts. Long after we broke the documents, they'd have all these newscasts. We're trained to take the guns, the constitutional patriots are the enemy. We're about to have a civil war, and the local police are being trained in these multi-jurisdictional task forces to take on the American patriots. And it was good people in the military that exposed it. So, yeah, I'm an expert on this. I've made 4 films, written books on the police state, had all the experts on. Trump is following the law and his duty. All right. A lot of big developments with the Federal Reserve, a lot of big developments with Bitcoin and gold and silver, and what's happening with the global economy. It's all coming up. Then, got a special guest I'll tell you a little bit later. Wow, in studio, coming up in 32 minutes from now. But remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds at Real Hog Shows on X, on Rumble, at Infowars.com/show, and tell folks about the local station you're listening to. We'll be right back. It's hard to believe Christmas 2025 is almost here. And our 12 days of Christmas sale is going to end this Sunday at midnight. Site-wide on all the amazing supplements, the huge, giant, biggest selection of Patriot apparel, and more is 40% off. And that is a huge deal with apparel, because on average, it's marked up 55-60%. So you're getting this stuff almost at cost. A gigantic selection. It's an adventure to wear these shirts out in public. You've got the 1776 Classic Americana line, all the Trump gear, the InfoWars gear, a lot of comedy fun stuff, a lot of really, really cool hoodies, hats, shirts, you name it. It is an adventure. If you haven't experienced it yet, wear this stuff out in public. Now, you'll get a lot of love, but leftist areas need to watch your back. They'll probably try to kill you. But the point is, it is an adventure to wear your Patriot uniform, your colors out in public. But the big thing that you want to take advantage of is 40% off on all the supplements. And a lot of these have been sold out, like Ultra Methylene Red, super popular, proprietary, original formula, incredible, goes great with Methylene Blue, limited supply back in stock. bovine colostrum, limited supply, back in stock. We just got stocked up on a whole bunch of other great items that have sold out as well. So take advantage of these deals right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. They're close to shutting down InfoWars. We're still fighting on, but we have the Alex Jones Network, backup systems, and more. So when you go to thealexshowstore.com, I don't own that. Our sponsor does, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, and that will ensure that myself, the other host, and the crew stay on the air going into 2026 and beyond, when our voice and our analysis and our guests and our research is absolutely more critical than ever. Not just the general public, but people in government, not just here in America, but around the world. And major corporations are really listening to us. We're having a major effect. So thank you for being the reason we've been on the air. You are the InfoWar. And the InfoWar continues on as we the people fight. But we can't do it without your support. So do your Christmas shopping at alexandstore.com and get great products that enrich your life and your health. And keep the tip of the spear on the air. It's a 360 win. It's a no-brainer. Thanks for your past support. Please take action now at thealexandstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's losing all weight. Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Him and Joey
lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a time of great changes here on every front, economically, culturally, spiritually, militarily. We have Dr. Andrew Wakefield, totally vindicated on the poison vaccines, in studio to look at all the new developments next hour. After he leaves, a ton of other news and analysis and breaking information I have. But just remember, I'm backed by you. This broadcast is funded by you. You're the reason we're having this great effect. So please, go to thealexshowstore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us until Sunday night at midnight. Store-wide on all the Patriot apparel, all the supplements, everything. 40% off. And I get this question on the street. I get it everywhere. Do your supplements really work? Why do you go to Whole Foods or and like there's 10 aisles of it? There's a lot of great stuff. Yes. I mean, is there stuff you can buy at a gas station or other places that doesn't work? Yeah, I'm selling stuff that really works. I'm selling the best. Our ultramethylene blue, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, all of it. And regardless, you're funding the operation, so it's a win-win. But yes, get it. Try it. It's those of you on the fence that need to understand how important this is. I can't do this without you. Plus, the products really work. If you do anything, buy yourself a bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture. You're going to love it so much, buy a few extra bottles and give us gifts. But tell people to talk to their physician before they take it, because it can interact with SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. You have the new creatine gummies, the highest quality creatine in. Each gummy is a daily serving. so good for not just your muscles and everything, but it's the brain that creatine is really good for. Look at the Alzheimer's studies alone. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. Keep us on the air. Do your Christmas shopping there. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. No, just go to thealexjonesstore.com. And it's 40% off on all the ball caps and T-shirts and hoodies and sweaters. Biggest selection out there. And on average, the apparel has like 60% markup. So you're getting this very close to cost at 40% off for the apparel. Please do your Christmas shopping right now. And the sales end on the 14th, but if you look at the maps out there, most places in the U.S., you'll get it before Christmas if you order by the 19th, okay? But you really want to get your orders in now. We can't do it without you. We've come so far together. There's no broadcast or place that anybody could point out and say it's had a bigger effect to wake people up. So you're betting on the right horse. I thank all of you that have supported us in the past. I want to encourage those on the fence. What are you doing? Yeah, share the article, share the videos. That's great. Share the live feeds. Thank you. Pray for us. We need that. But also, get the great products right now. Do one thing for yourself. Get Ultramethylene Blue. Experience it for yourself. It's so strong, though, just take a quarter dropper the first time. Kirk Elliott, you know, had taken it before. Other brands didn't really feel anything. Blew him away when he took it. Every other guest we've had. I've given it to over 500 people. Personally, 3 didn't feel it. All right, within 30 minutes. And that's just the short-term effects. No letdown. It is insane. We have the best medical grade. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month, cancel any time for free. Get $40 to spend instantly in the store, special deals, special offers, you name it. So become a VIP for those special offers and special deals and the free $40. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's not a commitment because you can cancel any time. All right. I've been trying to get him on for days because, man, is he vindicated. 14 years ago, I told listeners, I'm out of the silver and gold market. We were selling it with a sponsor wholesale. There was such small margins, they couldn't even make a profit unless it was a bull market. I made the decision. I said, I think this was speculative before. Still good to have some silver and gold, but I said, I'm out. Then 12 years later, I look at all the market indicators and the industrial issues and everything, and I say, now is the time. And, well, we got to go find all those clips. And a lot of you saw it and heard it. And I said, now's the time. So I go out and I get the highest rated top gold and silver broker in North America because he has the best quality, best. And it's wholesale every day. You know wholesale price. You don't have to imagine. And you boom, get it. It's amazing. But we're not really pitching things right now. KPM.com/gold. And the toll-free number, get a free consultation on the phone or sign up for email and they'll call you and they can roll over all these financial issues as well. But there's nothing that's performed as good as silver and gold in the last 2 years. Exactly as I said, because that's what all the indicators and market indicators are. And so Dr. Elliott, wow, silver all-time high, gold all-time high. You were on a few weeks ago and it had corrected. We said, look, that's just profit taking, ladies and gentlemen. They've run out of silver. They need it more than ever for nuclear reactors, for all these new batteries, for everything. Like you said, silver is the thing that's been underperforming. It's going to have the most growth. Gold's great as well. You've been proven absolutely right. You sent me a giant list of documents and proof here. But bigger than just people getting silver and gold for the best place, that's important. The other indicators of what this means for their overall markets, that this is happening. Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, last time we were on, well, it was silver like 54 or something like that, right? So 58. I mean, so what happened on Thanksgiving when they shut down the CME COMEX because of a cooling tower issue? It's like, okay, how could you have a cooling tower issue when the markets weren't even open? It's not that there was a lot of activity, right? So on Friday, silver went from $54 to $58 an ounce after Thanksgiving.
It's like, which you predicted it would do. It would obviously create a run on it when they're obviously running out and did this. It's like closing the banks is going to cause a bigger run.
Yeah, I mean, and so you're a businessman. I'm a businessman. If we've got the largest exchange in North America, we're going to have a redundant cooling system for crying out loud, right? So bricks, you turn on the second one, plan B, within 2 minutes, right? And so, but this was closed for 10 hours. To me, this was the fabricated story because if they didn't halt market trading, silver is going to go up so much. Some of these big banks would have probably defaulted, Alex. So what's the better option? This is all my opinion, right? It's like of the story. It's like, let's just shut down trading. Just halt trading, right? It's a better option than defaulting. because all these banks are so short when silver really started to move, which we talked about, right? So for the last year, right, I've said on your show, and we've talked about this, I think silver is going to be 67 to 75 by the end of the year, right? It's like, and like 2 months ago, people, this is my interpretation, it's like, hey, Dr. Kirk, are you smoking crack, right? It's like 40 something. Is it really going to go that high? It's like, yes, you don't understand. Silver is not like gold. Gold is a financial metal, right? It thrives on chaos and uncertainty, inflationary pressures. When silver runs out and the manufacturers of the world still need it for flat screen TVs and solar and electric vehicles and everything else, they're going to start offering almost any price. So this is what we started to see on Friday after Thanksgiving. There's a big signal that was breached on Friday that I want to talk about. But I laughed this morning, like literally 10 minutes ago. I was looking at your text because you texted me on Tuesday. They're like 5:14 p.m. I was on the phone. I couldn't talk. And you said, silver at 60. Boom. It's like, you know what, Alex? That was 2 days ago. Silver's now at 64.40. It's like, this is just insane. It is going through the roof. So year to date, silver's up 115% year to date. And the year's not over yet. And here's the thing. As great as this has been, the best is yet to come, right? And this is where I get so excited about all the info warriors that are watching that have allocated into bullion. I'm not talking about this rare coin garbage and commemoratives and high premium stuff that I hear horror stories about every single day. All we do is bullion, right? Low cost, maximize your ounces. It's the only way to do it. But here's where a signal was breached on Friday where silver broke through the broad-based stock market index on a chart. You know, we don't have to get into the technicals, the moving averages, everything that it broke.
But I remember, I mean, like a month ago, you said if it goes past, when you say 57, then it's over. And then you literally said last week, I'm changing my forecast. I think it's going to go up even more, even faster, because obviously there's a run on it. It's obviously run out at all these key facilities.
Yeah,
I think it's a no-brainer to say, we've just seen the beginning of this. In fact, let's play a clip of you on November 6th, predicting exactly what has now happened a little over a month later. Here it is. How long till this attempt to manipulate this downwards, they can cover all their positions, unravels? It looks like it's already unraveling.
It's unraveling now. It's going to be a progression of unraveling. Probably within 2 months, by the end of the year, we probably have silver pushing 67 to 75. And by late spring, early summer, probably 120 to 140. That would be my guess.
Talk about nailing it, Dr. Elliott. But it's not, you just have the top silver and gold brokering firm in 25 years, overnight success story. My job's easy. Who has the best track record of being right? Who has the best ratings? That's why, people ask how I'm always so right. I just go to the people that are right. My job's so easy.
Well, to me, it's like, we don't know where this is going to get to because when it runs out and it's needed for manufacturing, it's literally like sky's the limit. So those kind of projections were not hard for me to make because I see the supply every single day.
Well, you privately told me if they run out. Well, you said 3 months ago, you know, they're running out, they claim, in 5 months. You predicted it was actually quicker than they said. So potentially if more of them run out, my God, it could go completely parabolic.
Well, yeah, because when I started in this industry, Alex, was in 2002. In 2001, literally a few months before I got into this industry, the signal that we just saw on Friday happened, right? So it hasn't happened since 2001 where silver broke through the S&P 500 broad-based index, you know, on a chart. That created a 10-year bull run where silver went up 10x. It went from 458 an ounce or so to 48 in 10 years. So by 2011, it was 48. Now, what's the new starting point? The signal was just breached on Friday after Thanksgiving. The new starting point wasn't 450, it's $54 an ounce. I don't care if we get 10X. What if we get 3X? What if we get 2X? What? This is where silver in the hundreds of dollars an ounce.
Undoubtedly, the new mega bull market has begun.
Yes. And I don't think it's the beginning of the end. I don't think it's the end of the end. I don't think it's the end of the beginning. I think this is just starting. This is the beginning of the beginning of what I think is a decade-long bull market in commodities, which gold and silver are commodities, right? And we're seeing this.
Well, we know because all the top people, I know you know this, but listen right now, we're not stopping inflation. Okay? We can grow out of it with an innovation plan of Trump or the stagflation plan. So they're committed to inflation, so it's a no-brainer. Commodities are going to go up. Well, what's the one commodity that's got to be used in all the computers and things? It's silver. What's been the most undervalued? It's the sweet spot. I mean, it's the holy grail, as you predicted.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best inflationary hedge that there is because it's a commodity and commodities go up with inflation. So just yesterday, Alex, the Fed met. Right. And they decided we're going to lower interest rates by a quarter of a point, which is we said that they would. I mean, 95% chance they were going to. Right. So what happens when they lower interest rates? It basically makes yield bearing products less attractive. So people start to look elsewhere. This is why gold and silver always go up in a lowering interest rate environment. Right. So they lowered interest rates. Now, what they also said in that meeting, I think, is more important than the quarter point low. And this is they committed to buying bonds again. This is going to create massive amounts of inflation from the Fed. It's quantitative easing where they're saying, we're going to, you know what, the rest of the world is de-dollarizing the dollar. They don't want U.S. treasuries anymore. So you know what? We've got this magic trick. Right. We can just go to the printing press and press the red button and we're going to buy U.S. Treasury bonds with money that we create out of thin air. That was the second half of the meeting that was announced. Not that they just lowered interest rates, which they
and
needed
by the way,
to.
I'm not defending new quantitative easing, but that's what China does. What other move do they have?
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time since COVID that housing actually is down for the year.
And you predicted, right? You predicted that would happen.
Yeah, predicted that would happen because of the job situation, because people's wages haven't kept up with inflation. Trump is going to be successful in this, right? But not
so
yet.
Many illegals have been kicked out. That's also driving down prices.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And so real estate's declining. So yes, you've got to lower interest rates to try to stimulate real estate, right? So, but lowering interest rates, well, should not only do that, but it will actually stimulate the gold and silver markets, which is exactly what we're seeing today. I mean, literally, silver's up another 3.5% today. So consider this. Like when you purchase a house, it's like, okay, you have to pay like 6% or whatever when you buy it. It's like, how long does it take to break even? I mean, it could take years for you to recover.
Well, a 25-year mortgage usually takes you half the mortgage to do that.
Yeah. So we charge 8% when you purchase gold or silver, 0% when you liquidate. Silver's up literally like 15% in the last week. It doesn't take very long in these fast-moving
markets. And you were on
2 weeks
ago. We should grab clips from that. You told people, you said, listen, use this, the fact that it's down some as an opportunity. I'm telling you. And now here we are. People see this price increase and they think, oh, I can't buy it now. I'm going to wait till it drops. Folks, it's like this trend. It may drop some, but in the aggregate, it's going straight up because of all the market fundamentals and the industrial uses of silver. How is gold different, though?
Gold isn't a manufacturing metal. I mean, it's used very little in manufacturing. It's dinky. Gold is just simply a financial metal. The worse things get globally, the more people distrust the government, the more people distrust the banking system, the more inflation that there is, the better gold does. Now, silver acts exactly the same way as those things, but it has this one extra layer of demand. And that is, it's a manufacturing industrial metal. It's used to make things. It has utility other than just a hedge against people hating the government.
And doesn't it have utility? You could call it a rare earth mineral, really. It, you need it for everything.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, this is why not too long ago, maybe a month ago, the Secretary of Interior basically put added silver to the strategic materials list, meaning it's needed for so many things from AI chips.
Which means the feds are going to stockpile it.
They're either going to stockpile it, but B, it allows them. Now, this is a matter of national security when it's on this list. So it's a matter of national security. See, this happened at a time when the Supreme Court was saying, hey, Trump, we don't even know if your tariffs are actually legal, right? We're going to discuss this. So you put silver and copper on a strategic materials list, matter of national security, you can tariff countries if it's a matter of national security, right? And so it's like, okay.
Yeah, that overrides the Supreme Court. They try to block
it. Overrides it, right? So this is where this is actually one of the reasons why London ran out of silver. It was because of the tariff issue. Because why would China or India or COMEX here in North America send metals, which we've been accumulating here in New York? I mean, we talked about this numerous times in the past months. You know, metals were leaving the rest of the world, coming home to roost. We were repatriating. So it's here, but it needs to be in London. So, but why would COMEX send silver back to London to cover their shortfall if they maybe thought, well, in 2 weeks, there's going to be a tariff. What if the tariff's 50%? Then it costs us 50% more to get it back. We're not sending it over there. So therefore, the banks put 100% lease rate on silver storage. 100%.
So bottom line, there's an industrial run on silver right now. We're probably sitting on top of Saturn V rocket here. So I don't think there's any doubt it's already happened.
Yeah.
So obviously this puts way more pressure on the reserves and accelerates the run. What are the numbers you're getting? And I mean, this could be totally insane.
This could be totally insane. And one of the big questions that people ask me is like, Kirk, how high does this go? And when? And it's like, okay, that's like the bajillion-dollar question that nobody really knows. But I can tell you, in theory, gold and silver will not peak. Well, they're going to peak when this global system changes, right? So let's just say
you got a long time. I've had family 2 months ago go, we're going to dump the silver we got from Elliot. And I told him, I said, don't do it. And one group of family dumped it. The other listened. And they dumped it at like, you know, $50 or $49. I mean, they just don't listen.
I mean, a lot of people don't, right? And it's sad to me, right? Because look at what's happened in just the last 2 months. It's up.
Yeah, like to my own family, like how often am I wrong? You think I just sit around and talk to all the real experts? Like I'm telling you the right advice. But they just can't believe. They see all this big problem. They go, oh, we've got to get it now. They just don't understand. Yeah. Like the fundamentals is this is as close to a sure thing as there is.
It is. And so when is gold and silver going to peak? I don't know the date. I don't know the numbers. However, this is what I do know. It's going to keep going up until they fix global inflation. It's going to keep going up until Japan can get their stuff.
And all the top central banks say they're not going to fix it. They're just going to go with it.
They're just going to go with it. See, the fact that the Japanese bond market is collapsing, Alex, and means the yen carry trade is over. Global liquidity to fund stimulus all over the earth and keep things propped up. That's done, right? That's absolutely over. So this is going to be probably a decade cycle that before they actually fix things. Gold and silver will peak out when things are fixed. The economy is stable. Wars and rumors of wars cease.
I totally agree. So let's do a pitch right now because you got to go to another interview. I wish you could do a whole hour. You sent me all these documents, all these graphs. But folks, look, it's a sponsor. I could have the scam gold people on, make five times the money. I'd rather have somebody that steers you right, doesn't have big markups, we get a little bit of money, and you're happy. Okay? I mean, this is how I operate. But you got a lot of the other financial instruments, not just the raw silver and gold. You're ready to do it right now. Give us a pitch here, Dr. Elliot.
I mean, when you look at other options, what is the cost of doing something? It's the cost of what you're missing. So by staying in, my stocks or bonds or whatever portfolio, you've missed out on silver going up 115% so far this year. And I think we're just at the beginning of the beginning. This is how crazy it is. So call us. We can roll over your IRAs, allocate into physical metals. I'm not talking about paper. I'm not talking about certificates. I'm not talking about mining shares. I'm talking about physical silver or gold. If you have an old 401k, we can roll that over. If you have an existing 401k and you're over 59 and a half, we can roll that over. Or if you just got cash in a brokerage account or a bank, you know, take delivery of it at home, store it at the depository. Any way you can allocate into what I think is the bull market of a generation, give us a call. Now, one big warning. Not all gold is the same. Not all silver is the same. Do not purchase any kind of commemorative, collectible, semi-numismatic, high-grade piece of garbage, because you're not going to recover from that. You're not going to recover from that when you're paying 170% premium over spot. Silver has to move an awful lot for you just to break even, right? It's like only buy bullion. Only buy bullion, right? And that would be my warning to people. Just because it's gold or silver, just because that you have a dealer that's on a show that you watch where you trust the host, you know what? Most hosts are not like Alex, who understands the markets. They don't know the mechanics of the companies that they're working with. This is the sad thing about any kind of advertiser. Alex gets it, right? Which is what's so amazing. You maximize your ounces by minimizing your cost. We can help you with that. And this to me, Alex, is bigger than just, oh yeah, this was a great trade for our family. This performed really well. And you're looking at the charts on the screen, right? This to me is legacy building type decisions for generations in your family that are happening right here and right now. I say, yeah, just give us a call. The world's not changing anytime real soon. You can take advantage of it.
Gosh, 2 years, we've been absolutely right. And I wonder how listeners feel that didn't listen to us. I'm not trying to be mean to them, but I mean, like, it's not like I'm known for BSing people or you are. I mean, this is just insane. I guess, a nuclear war could stop this from happening going up?
A nuclear war would actually cause gold and silver to go up. The opposite would cause that. If we had global peace, if somehow inflation went away, if for some reason we decided...
If Jesus returns tomorrow, your silver and gold investment isn't good.
Okay, if Jesus comes back tomorrow...
Which would be great.
There's a rapture and a bunch of the people are now gone. It's like, this is chaos and gold and silver go up. Because what is going to happen, right? The only thing that would cause silver to come down is if there's no more electronics anymore, if AI chips were now gone, if cryptocurrency mining stopped.
That's what I'm saying is it's basically a sure thing. And it's not like I'm up here just saying this. I told people 2 years ago, I'm back in, get in, it's going to do this. Everything you said happened, except it was better than you said. But it followed the graph you said. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold. Put the /gold because of support and the toll-free number. Get your consultation now. Don't wait anymore. Get into silver now. Dr. Elliott, you got to join us again tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. We'll see ya.
We'll be right back with special guests in the studio.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Info Warriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the sea moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew. I'm cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree. Everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with depression, methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.